So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the first canto, chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service. Today, text number 27.
今天呢，我们学习圣典薄伽瓦坛第一篇第二章。 神性与神圣的服务，我们今天学习第27个时节。
Rajastama Prakritaya
Rajastama Prakritaya
Samashila Bhajantivai
Samashila Bhajantivai
Priti Bhuta Prasheda Prajeshadin
Pitri Bhuta Prajeshadin
Shri Aishwarya Prajek Sava
Shri Aishwarya Prajek Sava
I encourage the devotees to listen when they come for lecture to bring their Srimad Bhagavatams and also repeat the verses when they hear.
就是鼓励大家来听薄伽瓦坛的奉献者，你们到时候来的时候尽量都把自己的薄伽瓦坛带上，这样呢，我们能够同时跟着阿叔一起读这个诗节。It's
nice that you become familiar with the sound of Sanskrit.
我们如果能够和这个梵文也逐渐的熟悉起来，就会很好。This is
not a material language.
这不是一门物质的语言。
Repeat. Rajastama Prakritaya
Rajastama Prakritaya
Samashila Bhajantivai
Samashila Bhajantivai
Pitri Bhuta Prajeshadin
Pitri Bhuta Prajeshadin
Shri Aishwarya Prajepsava
Shri Aishwarya Prajepsava
Raja,
Raja,
the mode of passion,
the mode, 物，情理情态,
Tama,
Tama, 愚昧形态,
the mode of ignorance,
愚昧形态.
Let me say in English because, let me say in English because there are some devotees who don't speak Koto.
Oh, okay. Prakritaya,
Prakritaya. Of that mentality.
Of that mentality. 那种心态.
Samashila.
Samashila.
You don't need to repeat the English. You just read the translation after the English. Of the same categories.
属于同一个范畴.
Bhajanti.
Bhajanti.
Do worship.
崇拜
Why? Actually
实际上
Pitri The four
祖先,
fathers
祖先
Bhuta Other living beings
其他生物体
Prajesha Adin
Rajeshadin
Controllers of Cosmic Administration
宇宙管理的控制者
Shriya
Shriya
Enrichment
充实
Aishwarya
Aishwarya
Wealth and Power
财富和力量
Raja
Raja
Rajani
后代
Ipsava
Ipsava
So desiring
如此渴望
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance worship the forefathers, other living beings and the demigods who are in charge of cosmic activities. for they are urged by a desire to be materially benefited with women, wealth, power, and progeny.
Sashikopa.
译文和样子由圣帕帕提供。 受激情属性和愚昧属性控制的人被获得女人、财产、权力和后代等物质欲望所驱使，崇拜祖先、其他生物体和掌管宇宙事物的半天人。Purport.
There is no need to worship demigods or whatsoever category if one is serious about going back to Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita 7:20-23, it is clearly said that those who are mad after material enjoyment approach the different demigods for temporary benefits, which are meant for man with a poor fund of knowledge. We should never desire to increase the depth of material enjoyment. Material enjoyment should be accepted only up to the point of the bare necessities of life, and not more or less than that. To accept more material enjoyment means to bind oneself more and more to the miseries of material existence. More wealth, more women, and false aristocracy are some of the demands of the materially disposed man because he has no information of the benefit derived from Vishnu worship. By Vishnu worship, one can derive benefit in this life as well in life after death. Forgetting these principles, foolish persons who are after more wealth, more wives, and more children worship various demigods. The aim of life is to end the miseries of life and not to increase them. For material enjoyment, there is no need to approach the demigods. The demigods are but servants of the Lord. As such, they are duty-bound to supply necessities of life in the form of water, light, air, etc. One should work hard and worship the Supreme Lord by the fruits of one's hard labor for existence, and that should be the motto of life. One should be very careful to execute occupational service with faith in God in the proper way, and that will lead one gradually on a progressive march back to Godhead. Lord Sri Krishna, when he was personally present at Brajadham, stopped the worship of the demigod Indra and advised the residents of Braj to worship by their business and to have faith in God. Worshipping the demigods for material gain is practically perversity of religion. This sort of religious activity has been condemned in the very beginning of the Bhagavatam as Kaitava Dharma. There is only one religion in the world to be followed by one and all, and that is the Bhagavat Dharma, or the religion which teaches one to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead and no one else. Shakshi Gopal.
Okay. 要指人如果真想回归守神，就没有必要崇拜各种半仙人。 佛家梵歌第七章的第二十节和第二十三节诗中明确地说，疯狂追逐物质享乐的人因为知识贫乏，所以为了短暂的利益而去寻找不同的半仙人。我们永远都不该渴望增加物质享乐，人们应该只接受生活必需的物质享受，既不多也不少。接受超过生活必需的物质享受，意味着人把自己越来越紧地捆绑在物质存在的痛苦中。 注重物质的人，因为不知道崇拜威士努能给他带来的利益，所以竭力追求更多的钱财、更多的女人和虚假的贵族气派。靠崇拜威士努，人不仅可以在这一生获利，而且在死后的下一生也可以得到利益。遗忘这些原则的愚蠢之人，为追求更多的钱财、妻子和孩子而崇拜各种各样的半仙人。人生的目的是结束生命的痛苦，而不是增加痛苦。 人没有必要为了物质享乐而去接近半仙人们，半仙人们只不过是至尊主的仆人而已。他们的职责本来就是为生物体提供水、光、空气等生活所需。人应该辛勤工作，并用辛苦所得崇拜至尊主，这应该成为我们生活的座右铭。人应该怀着对神的信心，以正确的方式，小心翼翼地做规定给自己的服务。 而这将引导人在回归守神的路上稳步前向前。圣主 Krishna 亲自降临在 Braja 圣地时，曾经阻止 Braja 的居民崇拜半仙人 Indra， 建议他们要对神有信心，通过履行他们的职责崇拜神，为物质所得而崇拜各种各样的拜神人，几乎是宗教的变态。国家瓦坛一开篇就谴责这种所谓的宗教活动是欺骗虚伪的宗教。世上只有一种宗教是全体人类应该遵循的，那就是教导人崇拜自认人格守神的宗教。
Shakshuram militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadam tikam panchakaupataru vyacha kripa sindhu vyai vacha atitanam pavenebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So in the Bhagavad Gita Krishna mentions very clear what is this worship of demigods? What's the purpose of this worship of demigods?
Krishna 在 Bhagavad Gita 里面清楚地提到崇拜半神人的目的是什么？
You have the Bhagavad Gita with you, Gopi Gita?
Yes.
Okay, so we read the from 720 to 723. This is Prabhupada quotes these verses here in the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Bhagavad Gita, 第七章二十到二十三十节。I'll read the verse.
I'll read first. Okay. Those whose intelligence has been stolen by material desires surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures. I am in everyone's heart as the super soul. As soon as one desires to worship some demigod, I make his face steady so he can devote himself to that particular deity. Endowed with such a faith, he endeavors to worship a particular demigod and obtains his desires. But in actuality, these benefits are bestowed by me alone. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. Those worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods, but my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet.
那些被物质欲望偷去了智力的人，皈依半神人，按照自己的习性，遵循特殊的崇拜原则。我以超灵居于众生心中。想去崇拜某个半神人，我就会坚定他的信念，让他全心全意把自己奉献给这一特定的神职。他被赋予了这些信念之后，就去努力崇拜那特别的半神人。但实际上，这些好处全由我独自给予。小智的人崇拜半神人，所得的有限而易逝；崇拜半神人的，到半神人的心所去。但我的奉献者，最终会到达我至高无上的心胸。
So here we say it's very clear, Krishna says it very clear, that
Krishna,
all the benefits that the says very clear that all the demigod, all the benefits that demigods offer to their worshippers is given by him actually.
Krishna 在这里讲的非常的清楚，他说实际上如果一个人崇拜半神，所得到的所谓的利都是由 Krishna 本人给予的。
So in this material world, of course now in most of the places in the world, people do not worship demigods.
当然现在世界很多人
In most places in the world, people.
在现在世界上大部分的地方，很多人根本就都不崇拜半神人。
But they actually worship other personalities.
但是呢，他们实际上在崇拜其他的人物。
They offer their respects and they humble submit to you know, big bosses, people who have money, people who have power, people who have position in government.
他们去崇拜那些非常有力的人，无论那是很有钱、很有力、很有权力，那些政府的高官等等。
But we people out because they don't have intelligence, they don't have knowledge, they don't know that whatever they are getting is just because of their good karma.
但精英没有智慧、没有知识的人，他们不知道自己所得到的一切，其实全部都是因为他们的业报而得的。
It's not because of these people or that people, because you may be helped by people and not never achieve any success.
It's not because
they are getting help from this person or that person that they are achieving success, because sometimes we may be very helped by so many people but still do not attain success.
这并不是因为他们得到了某某的帮助而取得了这个成功，因为很多时候我们虽然得到了很多的帮助，我们事实上还是没有达到成功。
So in a material world, whatever you are supposed to get, whatever happiness and distress you are supposed to get in this lifetime is already there prepared for each one according to his karma.
所以呢，在这个物质世界当中，我们一生当中需要得到多少的快乐、多少的痛苦，其实都已经由我们先前的业报所决定了。So
that's what Krishna was preaching to his father when he was going to perform the sacrifice to Indra.
这就是为什么当 Krishna 的父亲 Nandamahari 向要准备为主 Indra 做祭祀的时候， Krishna 才这样跟他说。
He said, you are worshipping Indra to get your material benefits, but Indra is just supplying to you according to your karma.
他就说，你呢想要去崇拜Indra而得到一些利益，但其实Indra只是按照你的业报才给予你的。So
means that the demigods or any powerful personality cannot help you, cannot help us more than we are supposed to be helped according to our karma.
所以呢，这意味着其实这所谓的半神所有力量的人，并不比我有力，只是按照你的业报给你所得的。
And we have to understand that whatever benefits we get from powerful persons or from demigods, those benefits are temporary.
我们要知道，无论我们从那些有力量的人或者从半神那得到任何的利益，这一切都是暂时短暂的。
I'm on Skype. Okay, sorry. Okay. Then there's a... So, the whatever result we get from demigods will be perished at the time of death.
所以呢，这些半神给予我们任何的利益，在我们死亡的时候都会消失的。
It's all for some temporary satisfaction, nothing more than that.
这都只是得到一些短暂的满足，除此之外再无其他。
So for those who are serious about going back to Godhead, they are not concerned about temporary benefits.
对那些认真想要回归守神的人，他们对这些短暂的利益并不关心。
In the scriptures, there are two types of benefits that are described.
经典里面描绘到有两种利益。
One is called prayer. Prayers means immediate benefit.
其中一种被称为 prayers， 它的意思就是即时的利益。
Is that what we get? We get material, the material endeavor and the results we get. This is prayer. Material results coming immediately.
也就是说，我们付出一些物质的努力，然后呢，立时就能够得到这个物质的结果。
At least most of the people in this world are after this because this is immediately can immediately experience the results.
这个世界大部分人他们就追求这个，因为他们就追求一些及时的一些结果。
So material satisfaction, sense gratification.
虽然他们得到的就是一些物质的满足，感官享乐。
So that's why everybody is attracted to enjoy women, to enjoy the opposite sex, to enjoy wealth, to have power, to have many children, to have followers.
这就是为什么人有那么多的人，他们被权力、被名望、被成功或者说美女所吸引。
Because these things give some sense enjoyment.
因为呢，这一些事物能给他们一些感官上的享受。
We feel materially satisfied.
在物质上，他们能觉得很满足。
But this material satisfaction comes and it goes.
但是呢，这些物质的满足，它会来也会去。
Because this is the nature of anything in this material world.
因为这就是这个物质世界任何事物的本性所在。
Everything is temporary.
一切都是短暂的。
And the problem with this material, try to satisfy, to have this material satisfaction, is that we become caught by the law of karma.
而这些为了取得物质利益的，它的问题呢，就是我们会历史被业报定律所抓住。
And because we are attached to satisfy our material desires, to have material satisfaction, you have to take birth again in the material world.
那因为我们想要去满足自己的物质欲望，想要得到物质的满足，那我们就不得不再次投身在这个物质世界里。
So.Even if our material desires are very elevated, not so degraded, still we are forced to come to the material world.
即便我们的物质欲望可能不是那么的低等，可能是比较崇高的，但是呢，我们仍然得投身于物质世界。
And take birth in the material world is a problem.
在物质世界投身，那就是一个问题了。
So we should not be hankering for any material result, any so-called material satisfaction.
所以我们不应该去追求任何所谓的物质上的满足。
So prayers, immediate benefit, temporary benefit, we are not interested in that.
因此呢，这就是我们刚讲的 prayers, 就是那些短暂的即时的利益。
Even though it's immediately, it's transitory, it's temporary, we don't want that.
它即便是即时的，但它还是过渡的，是短暂的。我们并不希望得到这个，这不是我们所要的。
This is what we have been experienced for so long in this material world, life after life.
而这就是我们在这个物质世界里面一世复一世在不断体验的。
Because of being attracted to these material benefits, we have been coming to the material world after so many lifetimes.
就是因为我们被这个物质世界短暂的利益所吸引，所以我们就不断的投身在这个物质世界里。
But now we are meant to become wise, to become intelligent.
但是呢，现在我们应该变得具有智慧。
We have come in contact with Krishna consciousness.And we have received knowledge, we have received the understanding.
我们已经接触到了 Krishna 知觉，那我们已经接触到了知识和理解。
So now our purpose is not to obtain immediate material desire, but we want the ultimate desire, ultimate benefit, that's Shreyas.
现在呢，我们就不应该只是想要去追求那些短暂的利益，所以我们就应该去追求终极的利益，那就是 Shreyas.
So prayers and shreyas, we don't want prayers, immediate results, materials, we want the ultimate benefit, the ultimate result.
所以呢，我们并不想要那些短暂的利益 prayers, 我们想要的是终极的利益，终极的结果。
And that is to finish our material existence and go back to Godhead, go back to Krishna.
那就是说，我们应该去结束我们的物质存在，我们应该回归首善，回归 Krishna 呢。
So our work should be in that direction. Whatever we do, whatever we think about, whatever we engage in, should be for that purpose. Shreyas, ultimate benefit.
那我们所做所想所努力的一切都应该朝着那个方向去发展，去追求这个 Shreyas 这个终极的利益。
So think about these two words, and every time you do anything you think, am I doing what I'm doing for prayers or for Shreyas?
所以无论我们做任何事情的时候，我们都应该去仔细的思考一下，我们做这个事情是为了 prayers 还是为了 Shreyas?短暂的还是终极的。
For prayers we do for, yes, if we do for prayers means we remain stuck in material existence.
如果我们是为了获得 prayers, 那我们就意味着又得再投身物质世界。
But if we do for the ultimate benefit for prayers, then we will attain freedom from material existence.
但是呢，如果我们是为了得到终极的利益 prayers 而努力的话，那我们就能够得到达到终极的取得终极的成功，摆脱物质的束缚。
And thus, freedom from material existence means to attain a loving devotional service in association of Krishna.
摆脱物质存在，这就意味着能够最终和回到 Krishna 身边，并且得到他充满爱的联谊之中。
Is that does not mean that we're going to give up completely our enjoyment.
这并不是说我们就应该完全放弃自己的享受。
We know that's not possible.
我们知道这是不可能做到的。
We have been addicted to material enjoyment for so many lifetimes. You cannot just give up everything at once.
我们在这个物质世界想要去享受已经生生世世了，不可能一下子就完全放弃。
But what is advised is that we should just accept the minimum.
但是呢，我们所得到的建议呢，就是我们应该只是去接受最低限度的享受。
Just to satisfy the bare necessities of life.
只要能够去让我们能够继续维持生命就行了。
No more, no less. Just what is necessary. No more than that.
不用更多，也不用更少，只要刚刚好。
Otherwise, if you want to accept to endeavor for more material enjoyment, then we'll become bound by the miseries of material existence.
否则的话，如果我们想要去得到更多的物质利益的话，那我们又受到了束缚，然后再次投身于物质存在之中。
So this is the barometer. If you are still feeling miserable, feeling very, very much caught by material existence, means we still endeavor for too much material enjoyment.
这就是一个标准，也就是说，如果我们还是在痛苦，还是有迷惑的话，那我们就意味着我们还是为了有一点过于为了物质享受而努力。
If you feel that our material existence, our existence in this world is still miserable, means we are too much addicted yet to material enjoyment.
如果我们在这个物质存在当中仍然觉得很痛苦，那就说明我们仍然有一点太过迷恋于这个物质生活、物质享乐。
So the fever of material enjoyment is too high.
这就说明我们对物质感官享乐的这个热衷是太过于热衷了。
So we have to bring down that fever.
那我们就应该冷静下来。
So that's why we have to engage in activities of Shreya, activities for the ultimate benefit.
这就是为什么说我们应该去做那些为达到终极利益 Shreyas 活动而努力的原因。
And those activities are activities for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord.
这些活动呢，就是指那些为了取悦至尊主的活动。
So in one way, it's very simple to analyze.
所以从某个角度来说，我们来分析这个其实也是很简单的。
Am I doing something for Krishna, what I'm doing for my selfish interest.
我在做某件事情是为了 Krishna 来做，还是为了我自私的利益而做？
This we have to know at every given moment.
我们应该非常清晰这一点。
Am I doing what I want to do is really for the pleasure of Krishna or because I want?
我想做某一件事情是真的为了取悦 Krishna 而做，而是说因为我想做它而做。
So when we engage in prayers, or material benefits, immediate material benefits, we are acting in a selfish way.
In a selfish way. 所以当我们如果我们去为了达到这个 prayers 那些短暂的进食的物质利益而做，那这就是一种自私的活动。
So this is not really practice of religion. It's not worship.
所以呢，这并不是真正的宗教，不是崇拜。
That's why Srila Prabhupada in the purport he comments, he says that those worship of the demigods is a perversion of religion.
这就是为什么说是 Prabhupada 在这个要旨里面说崇拜半神，他说是最终极的一个，就是崇拜的一个扭曲的形式。
Because any religion that is practiced for a selfish motivation, it cannot give us the ultimate goal.
就是原本的宗教的扭曲形式，因为任何的宗教，如果我是为了我们自私的利益的话，那它是没办法把我们带到这个终极的目标的。
And the goal of religion or yoga, which is the same word, the goal of religion or yoga is to reconnect ourselves with God.
而瑜伽的真正的目的呢，就是为了把我们和神相连接。
So real religion is to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead and no one else.
所以呢，真正的宗教呢，它就是只崇拜至尊人格首人，不崇拜第二个人了。
And the benefit we derive from that worship is the highest benefit.
而从这种崇拜当中得到的利益，那才是最高的利益。
Because that service for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a completely selfless service.
因为这种服务至尊人格守神的这种活动，它是完全无私的服务。
And then we receive the highest benefit.
那从中呢，我们也就能够得到最高的利益。
So any religion who does not recommend the worship of the Personality of Godhead, it's just a perversion. It's not religion.
所以任何的宗教，如果它不是为了去崇拜至尊人格守神的话，那这就是一种扭曲的，不是真正的宗教。
If the main practice is not the worship of the personality of God, that religion is just a cheating religion.
如果一门宗教它的最主要的活动不是为了去崇拜至尊人格守神，那这就是一门欺骗的宗教。
And this is what in the Bhagavatam from the very beginning, Srila Vyasadeva, right in the first, second verse of the Bhagavatam, explained what this is.
What is the
Bhagavatam about?
And this is Srila Vyasadeva.
Which is the purpose of Bhagavatam.
这就是 Srila Vyasadeva 在 Srimad Bhagavatam 最初就提到的，到底 Srimad Bhagavatam 是什么？它的目的何在？
Bhagavatam is meant to introduce this Bhagavat Dharma, the religion which is completely free from any material motivation.
Bhagavatam 就是要去介绍这个 Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Dharma 就是那个完全免除 completely free from
any material motivated activity.
就是完全免除有任何物质动机的活动的。
So, this is the purpose of religion. This is the real religion.
这才是宗教的真正的目的所在。
And the religion is that this religion, Bhagavad Dharma, is the activity of the soul.
而这个真正的宗教，这个 Bhagavad Dharma 就是关于灵魂的宗教。
This is what every living entity should be doing.
这是所有的生物都应该从事的活动。
Nothing in this world is important besides the worship of the Supreme Lord.
在这个物质世界里面，除了崇拜自尊人格守神活动之外，其他的都不那么重要。
We worship the Supreme Lord according to our capacities, our tendencies, our ways of work, that doesn't matter. What what's important, the main thing is that whatever we do should be done for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord.
我们按照自己的品性，按照自己的倾向，自己的能力和自己的方法去服务，这都没关系。但最重要的是，我们要是去服务至尊主。
Otherwise, we will be bound into material existence.
Otherwise,
we will be bound in material existence.
否则的话，我们就会被束缚在这个物质存在之中。
We don't want to remain bound in material existence.
但是呢，我们并不希望。